briefly establish yourself in the here and now. Briefly connect to mindfulness as front and center. Briefly locate yourself in the Dhamma. This wise view, this clear intention, being grounded in intention. You don't have to name the parts sometimes, as long as you have the strong contact with the felt sense of it. Feeling the experience of being grounded in intention, resting in intention, free of the judging, comparing, and fixing mind. And turn the attention to the body. You now have a number of experiences of turning attention to the body, knowing that you're going to be cultivating the earth element. Invite yourself to align, to first approach the body in the way that's natural for you in this particular sit, knowing where you're headed. But you're here first establishing the contact of body before we go to earth element. And now please guide yourself to earth element till you feel yourself established there as best you're able. Again, it may have a flickering quality or a steady quality. Take your time with this. Beginner's mind, don't know mind. It's not performance. Please don't jump ahead to other elements yet. Pyok Sensei would say 1 hour. 1 hour of steadily holding your attention on the earth element. Pyok Sidow, I think I said that wrong. if for some reason the wind element is so predominant that you just can't do it yet, then go with the wind element and establish that, and then return to the earth element. Without guidance, it can take a while to really build. It can be a faint contact with the earth element, but not as strong as with the guidance for some. But if you stay with it, earth element resting on earth, sitting in the bones, no rush, no need to go anywhere. The breath may automatically be in the background. That's harmonious. If it's stable and you feel ready to do so, feel the body as form, like water being mist or ice or flowing. There's a feeling of form in the body, grounded form, and it's all connected. This flowing form, This connected, cohesive form may create various kinds of sensations. Various kinds of energetic experience. Neither fight to resist nor be trying to acquire. Again, the breath may be in background. The stillness of the form may become, create its own feeling of fire. You might have varying body temperatures change. Suddenly you're a little chilled, or it's a little cool, and then it's warm. Natural parts of the meditative experience. Releases may come, like the breath is released, or the eyes soften, or the lower jaw relaxes. Spontaneous, or they may suggest themselves, and you feel the wisdom of it, the alignment of it, and just let it happen. None of these experiences may happen to you. We're preparing for the future as well as for this moment. As a form of exploration, so that you can learn to make these adjustments for yourself, but these are not graspings. Place a little more emphasis on stillness. So evoke stillness within you, but not by tensing, but simply being relaxed and still. Relaxed attention softens into stillness. Becomes stillness itself. Do not hold the breath. There's a healthy dynamic tension, a complementariness between the stillness and the movement. Stay with the stillness in the foreground. Gently, gently lighten up your emphasis, releasing gently your emphasis on the stillness, and let the attention flow to form. Feeling the cohesiveness of the posture, no matter which posture you're in. Sitting, lying down. Feel the cohesive, the connected. Now feel the wind element moving through the stillness and the form, the still form of the posture. And now the wind element blows through. Animates. For me, it's as though the stillness and the cohesion of the water element creates this container where the wind element and the heat of the wind element are so revealed. Your experience will be yours. Now guide yourself for these next few minutes. Say 10 minutes or so. Having worked with the elements, turn to space in the body. Feel how much space there is in the body. Still grounded. Still in flow. And now think of the space in the room. And then space outside the room, outside where the dwelling is that you're staying in for this practice. And then the spaciousness of sky itself. How still the space is. The space is still in a manner that the earth element is still as stillness. In the stillness, other things may arise and pass like clouds in the sky. Just as in the stillness of body, thoughts and sensations appear. The spaciousness of the sky, while grounded in earth element. This is our object. Space itself empty. Things occupy space, but that's not the space itself. See what happens with other elements, and you're connected to this sky-like spaciousness while still grounded in the earth element. Open to the adventure, the discovery. Don't push, be available.